Hey, test. Hi, this is Drunk Tarot. This is the podcast. Trying something new right now. I don't know if it's going to work. You know, if you have been following Drunk Tarot for a minute now, I want to say thank you, because I know that it's really hard to, you know, get in where you fit in, especially in this digital space. So this is kind of for everybody. Some of you guys have discovered me on YouTube. I think I started YouTube, I'll be honest with you, I started the YouTube channel. I've always been in tarot, but I started the YouTube channel because my actual job is marketing, is social media, paid advertising, marketing, creative, all that stuff. And I needed an outlet because I was so over marketing. I was so over just the clowns out there making a shitload of money by going viral, to be honest with you, by just capturing their audience, their tribe, and really just pushing forward with a gimmick and a get-rich-quick scheme and whatever they had. And they did well. And some of them, you know, there's even in the tarot sphere, there's, you know, readers out there who have a shitload of followers. And I'm not hating. This is just like, I was interested in how they were able to do it, but they looked like shit, but their bathrooms weren't clean, but their office space was like hectic. Like it was just, they're coughing on the microphone, all this stuff. And I found it interesting. And, you know, you have to remember that there are so many different platforms out there. And one of them that I had not yet spent too much time on was YouTube. But because of the nature of what I do for a living, I had to acquaint myself with it. And so I was like, well, I'm into, you know, tarot and I'll give it a shot. I wasn't actually looking to turn it into anything other than maybe a little bit of therapy after a breakup. Maybe that was it. Maybe that was just a little escape for myself and a way to sort of ease my heartache, but to also help anybody else out there. Because I know what it feels like to go through a breakup and want someone to do your tarot cards and want to know if your ex is going to reach out. And I know what that's like. So I decided that I wanted to be like a part of maybe the healing of myself, but also to let other people know. That's why I have my little tongue-in-cheek attitude you know, if you ask about your ex, I'm going to yell at you, that kind of energy. But I guess if you've listened to me for a while, if you follow me on Instagram, any of that stuff, you know that I'm, you know, pretty private. I don't show myself. And I definitely have an irreverent attitude when it comes to the community, air quotes. And I mean that with love, no disrespect, but also very, you know, cheeky, irreverent attitude about the whole thing. So you've seen me do YouTube. You've seen me have a website. I had that website up for a second. You know, all that shit takes a lot of work, and I have a real job. Not that this is not a real job. This is just not my job, but I still enjoy it. There's something about it that I still really enjoy. I don't know what it is. I don't know what I get out of it. There are times when I shuffle the cards and I feel nothing, you know, for them. There's no, they're not charged, as they say. And then I had a Patreon account because I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. I'll just, you know, say, hey, $5, give me some money. I'll do your cards. But then even then I wasn't really getting anything out of it. And my career trajectory has gone up, but in a weird, like jagged angle to the left, which I wasn't prepared for. So that's interesting. And, you know, part of my gig is I have to go to these like just conventions, and I have to kind of rub elbows with people and network. And one of the things that they talked about, and I think I mentioned to you guys that I do have another page on Instagram, and it's called Good Good Marketing. I'm going to change that because I also started today a podcast called The Data Driven Creative. And if you want to run your own business, if you're interested in boosting your social media marketing, or, you know, getting into the world of marketing yourself and getting more business and traffic for your business, you can listen to that podcast and also follow Good Good Marketing, because I'm going to change it to Data Driven Creative. But I also felt like, and then you guys remember I had a Patreon account for Drunk Tarot, like, oh yeah, subscribe and you can get this and that. You know, it's just me sort of testing out the waters, testing out different platforms and different ways to to, I guess, let off steam, like just vent a little bit and do something that I find entertaining. And it's no different for me. And I don't, again, don't mean any disrespect to the community out there, but it's my canasta. It's my old lady thing. It's my little, you know, it's me playing shuffleboard. It's just a thing that I do, which again does not make it any less accurate because it's not my full-time job. It doesn't make it any less meaningful if it resonates with you because, you know, I don't prioritize this and I didn't sage the fucking microphone, you know. But if you want to listen to me, you like my style, then this is the podcast for you. And I'm going, you know, I don't think it's necessary for you guys to see the cards. You guys will hear me shuffling the cards. You're either with it or you're not. You know what I mean? You either trust that I'm the fucking realist out there or you don't. It doesn't matter to me. But I'm going to try this month. And I know on Instagram I announced that I was going to be giving everyone their sexual healing. I was going to tell you what was coming up for every single sign for the summer, your summer love for every sign. And I'm going to do that here. And the reason I'm going to do it here is because if I do it on Instagram, on IGTV, it only gives me 10 minutes. It takes fucking forever to load. And I'm not down with that. And it's just more convenient for me. And I do believe that if you're listening to the podcast, it's an enjoyable thing to just drive around and listen to it versus you feeling as if you have to watch someone shuffle with their fucking acrylics on screen. Like, come on. So that's the introduction that I'm going to share with everybody. And if you're if you're listening to this, then thank you for listening. Thank you for staying with me. I know that Instagram and between Instagram, YouTube, Patreon, my website, all my shenanigans. I know it seems like I'm not focused on one platform for one particular audience. And that's because I'm not. I'm focused on me, and what I like to do. And this is what I like to do. And I want to share it with you. So yeah, this is the intro for your podcast. Hopefully, you know, this resonates. I'm going to try to keep them around 30 minutes for each sign so that you just get the whole thing. And I'm going to, you know, talk story and, you know, be sweet like cupcake and just hopefully you're into it and that you have a safe drive. You focus on, I'm assuming you're driving. I'm assuming you're in your least vehicle right now. I'm just kidding. I'm assuming you're on your commute, you're chilling, you're relaxing. Maybe you're smoking a little doobie. And you like the smooth styling vocal sound of Drunk Tarot. All right. Talk to you soon. Here comes your horoscope, your tarotscope. Get ready. Get ready for the D. Bye. Okay, Sagittarius, it's your turn. Sagittarius, this is your Summer of Love 2019 reading. I just shuffled your cards. I have been inspired. I think I owe Annie Get Your Guns a personal reading still from a long time ago. So seeing her image, I think, on Instagram just a few moments ago inspired me. So I want to give the Sagittarius reading a go now. Plus, it's too hot. It's 9:15 p.m. This is good for all Sagittarians. And this is the evening. This is that PM energy. So sometimes when I wake up tomorrow and I do the morning readings, that energy might be different. So this is the slow you down vibe. What's coming through for Sagittarius? And just a reminder, you guys, if you didn't listen to the introduction, then you missed a great story about this one time I got my period on this guy's couch. Just kidding. It's just an introduction. They will not all have introductions like that. That was just a one-time thing for these new episodes coming out. The podcast in the future will be a little more streamlined than this. But I thank you for listening to them anyway.
What's the energy for Sagittarius? The Sagittarians, summer of love, 2019. This should be good until end of August. Maybe, well, not even like August, like just go with the seasons. So this is the summer of love season. We'll know when we feel fall. We'll know when fall becomes fall. And that's when you know that the seasons are changing. Besides, time is fluid. You know that. All right. Wherever you are right now, whatever you're doing, I hope that you find some value in this reading. Let's see what's coming up for Sagittarians. And also keep in mind, if you are new to Drunk Tarot, I'm not just going to tell you your cards and then be like, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I'm gonna run my mouth. I'm gonna run my fucking mouth. Okay. Ooh, I love the King of Pentacles. Pisces just got that as well. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cards so far. All right. You get the King of Pentacles, the Seven of Wands, the Page of Swords, the Five of Wands in reverse, and the Six of Wands. So a lot of your energy, you're making a lot of stuff happen, Sagittarius, this summer. I think that to kick things off, let's just get this out the way. There's a Taurus, a Capricorn, or a Virgo, but I would like to always let anyone, and please spread the word. The signs mean nothing. It's just something to say, but ultimately they could have a Taurus, Capricorn, or Virgo in their sun, rising, Venus, moon, da-da-da-da-da-da. So fucking anybody, okay? So don't think about the signs. The energy that this King of Pentacles is bringing in right now is that of stability and security. Some of you guys could have someone in your life who is proving is the word I want to say, proving to be secure and stable energy for you. If there's no one in your life like that, there's someone who's coming in, or there's someone who's actually watching you from the side. There's someone who is actually paying attention to your energy, and they're looking at what you're doing. And I think that you might begin July with a little bit of a wall up. You might have your defenses up. You're protecting yourself a little bit. But in any case, you and this person seem to have some sort of communication happening. There are lines of communication that are opening, that will open. Lots of texting. Yeah, lots of texting back and forth. But this person's not actually making a move. They're sitting in wait for you. It's kind of sexy. You know what I mean? Like this King of Pentacles vibe. I don't know about anybody else, but it's kind of hot because they're just sort of sitting there. Now, some of you guys could be dealing with someone who might be like actually sitting there, like a bump on a log. There's that energy as well. But this person has a stabilizing feature about them that you're drawn to. Now, this could also be your energy kicking off the summer. All summer long until we are now, because I know we missed June. We're here in July. You have this essence about you that's allowing you to let chaos go around you, is what I'm feeling. And I know this is supposed to be love energy, so I'm waiting for that. I'm going to pull some more cards, obviously. But I'm taking my time going through these cards here, because I do think that there is... The thing is, with the King of Pentacles, with you, Sagittarius, there's someone also around you who wants you to calm down and be one with their energy, and you're not about that life. So you're trying to, you're what's the word, bristling against it. You're like, you're going against that particular grain. You're not into anyone trying to rein you in. So there's communication based on that. Some of you guys are also dealing with someone who is your age or very, very younger than you. Is it very, very, yeah, very younger than you. They think they have a little bit of a flighty, immature energy about them, although they like you, and you might be sort of defending your, I think what I'm picking up right now for some of you Sagittarians is you're caught in the middle between growing, it's like the fucking Britney Spears, like, I'm not a girl, not yet a woman, like that one song. So I feel like you're, some of you Sagittarians, you're kind of stuck between the King of Pentacles and the Page of Swords energy, in the sense that you know you can't, for lack of a better term, you can't go slumming it into like a youthful place anymore, but you also don't think that you're ready for like an apron and like splitting the mortgage with someone. In a sense, that's the energy I'm getting. But at any event, with the Five of Swords or Five of Wands in reverse, someone you haven't spoken to and you had conflict with a lot in the past, there could be a revival of communication with this person with the Page of Swords in reverse. Somebody recognizes the loss that and the void that you've created by leaving their life or leaving them alone. You used to put up a fight for this person. You used to defend this person. And now you're in a place where you stop doing that. And that person misses that. And so with the Six of Wands energy next to the Five of Wands energy in reverse, yeah, there's definitely going to be a pickup of communication. Someone's going to suddenly want to celebrate you and say thank you and show appreciation for all the things you've done for them. So this is the kickoff for the Summer of Love energy season for the Sagittarians. Yeah, my energy is like, I'm not tired or anything, but I'm just like, I'm feeling that as soon as the sun goes down, I'm just like, drunk tarot PM. Okay. So what does this all mean? See what kind of energy of love we're getting for Sagittarians. Sagittarians. Hey, where are you driving to right now? What are you guys doing? Send me a message and let me know. Not while you're driving. Hopefully you're having your oolong tea or your iced matcha or whatever. And you're like, I love listening to Drunk Tarot on my commutes. I wish I knew her in real life. She must be so much fun. I am so much fun. Okay, let me shuffle. Ooh. All right, you've got the Knight of Swords energy. There is, with the Page of Swords here and the Knight of Swords energy, there is some swift communication, swift interaction, engagement with this person who offers stability. They want to reach out to you, or they recognize that being around you is a marathon, not a sprint kind of energy. They recognize that you also give them a sense of stability and security. You could be dealing with an Aquarius, a Gemini, a Libra. Again, it doesn't matter. It's somebody who, honestly, I feel like there's someone who talks a big game, Sagittarius. This person is offering you or wants to offer you stability, security. I'm not going to say, everybody's, King of Pentacles, wealth. Forget about the money. It's not about that. It's about the security is what this person wants to offer you. You guys are communicating a lot. They're offering, but you still have a sense of your guard up. Also, some of you guys, this person is, wants to move things along pretty quickly with you. They have a lot to say. They talk a fucking good game, Sagittarius. So be ready for that. What else is coming? Some of you Sagittarians out there listen, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Okay, Sagittarius. So if you're single and you're happy being single, do not lead this person on. If you're single and you've got your defenses up, like I need time. Okay. They're going to be like, great. Take that time. Take all the time you need. But don't fucking be mad if while you took that time, they went ahead and went somewhere else. I don't think that's going to happen. But just understand that it's not just your world, okay, is the energy I'm getting with this. It was the Nine of Pentacles. This person is also looking at you. This King of Pentacles is looking at you like they want to make a quick move. They want to make a swift move because they see the value that you that you bring, because you do take it, you are independent. You're extremely independent. You have been for a minute now. And regardless of whether you were in a relationship or not, you are just independent minded. And so you're self-sufficient, and you've been working on yourself and taking care of yourself in a lot of ways. And they see in you a possible Queen of Pentacles, because they're looking at the Knight of Pentacles, King of Pentacles is looking at the Nine of Pentacles, and they see this woman standing alone who takes care of herself. They'd like to turn you out. No, they'd like to turn you into a Queen of Pentacles and be a power couple with this person is what they want. Obviously sex, gender, all that stuff is interchangeable. Alternatively, some of you guys, this King of Pentacles energy, they're looking at you like you might be moving too fast. Okay. So just flip it around how it works for you and your story. But with the Seven of Wands and the Page of Swords, there's lots of communication. You're talking to someone. You guys are both selling the fucking dream. You guys are both selling the dream right now. Or will be this summer. Okay, let's keep going. What else is coming through for Sagittarians? Ace of Cups. Yeah, this is your summer. This is your summer where things begin to change. Things begin to change. There's no more conflict. Whatever drama you were experiencing, whatever heightened sense of maybe anxiety you had when it came to your love life is ending. It might have already ended back in May. And I feel like it's continuing to progress in a healthy way. You've got the Knight of Swords, the Knight of Pentacles, and Ace of Cups. Definitely, definitely, Sagittarius, I see things changing for you for the better. This next relationship that you are entertaining, I don't think that you are official yet with this person or with this potential, but there's a lot of communication about the potential of it. And this person is actually offering security and stability, something that you want and that you need. Good for you. Good for you. You know what I mean? What's this Ace of Pentacles about? Oh, God damn it. Okay. King of Cups directly. King of Cups reverse. Okay. Listen, Sagittarius, a lot of you guys have been dealing with a water sign for a long time. And I feel like this is a long-standing relationship. I mean, I'm talking years. Okay. Years with some of these water sign Sagittarius relationships. And this person has a way. This person has a way about them that helps. It's almost like if you can picture someone like blowing pixie dust in someone's eyes, this person has the ability to just say something to you and just blow a bunch of dust in your eyes and fucking trick you for like 30 seconds into believing that what they're saying is truth, that what they're saying is authentic, and you buy it for a second. Now, if you had a choice between someone who was giving you a sob story or who constantly had fucking ailments, I'm not saying there's anything, you know, everyone's got their problems, but they always had like some sort of ailment, and you always seem to be the person who rescued them or felt sorry for them or defended them. You're done with that. Or at least you should be. But it's a typical, that's a gift of a narcissist, is as soon as they feel you pull away, they step in. And I feel like that's what's going to happen this summer. Because you have an opportunity to either be 100% in love with yourself and be self-sufficient and independent and healthy, and to not just end conflict with somebody, but to end conflict full stop, to end conflict, to end the desire to even engage anymore. You know how some people just, they can't let something go and they keep talking about it and it gets annoying. We're all guilty of it, but you finally have like that moment of, I'm done. I'm not even interested in that conversation. I'm so busy with everything else. And you finally get to that point. And then you see someone who is very interested in you and they're offering a bit of stability and security in a real way. And they're willing to move things along at a rapid pace along with you. You have that opportunity, and you have the Ace of Cups here. you have that opportunity happening for you, Sagittarius. And here comes fucking Joe Schmo with his sad story. And that could be not a good thing. What's the advice for Sagittarians? Some of love. Two of Wands in reverse. World. Yeah, the person from the past who keeps rearing their head, that is a karmic relationship. It is heavy duty. It is tough to get out of. I recognize that. I understand that. That doesn't mean you stick around. As hard as it is, you need to be harder. You know what I mean? And you have to pull away from that. It is karmic. It is huge. There is a delay. Because of this person popping up, there is going to be a delay with you connecting with the King of Pentacles energy. Even though it's like the King of Pentacles is so close, you can smell him. You can taste him. Him or her, whatever you prefer. Love is love. You can absolutely feel what life would be like with this King of Pentacles energy. That's how close it is. There is a delay. Two of Wands. There is a delay. And the warning to you here, Sagittarius, is do not let it drag on. The delay, because the delay can easily turn into non-existent, any like off the table. Yeah, Seven of Swords. The overall outcome, that's not good. So everything looks like it's moving towards a positive space. This person from their past, or this person who is, I wouldn't even say past, it's not a past relationship, it's an ongoing, never-ending cycle with somebody. This person is preventing you from connecting with the King of Pentacles energy, which you desperately need in order for you to level up in the physical realm, in the material world, but also level up from away from toxic energy from the past. And it is karmic, this thing from this King of Cups in reverse energy. There is going to be a delay because of this person coming in again. And the overall outcome for the Summer of Love for you is Seven of Swords. Seven of Swords means a lot of stuff. And one of the things that stands out to me for this reading is that it means somebody is saying goodbye to the past, but leaving the door to the past open. Is it you, Sagittarius? Have you done that? You know the university scandal that just happened a while ago, and it was like the celebrities, the Felicity Huffman and all these people, celebrities, they paid for their kids to go to school, to go to university, to get in. I don't know why the story is popping in my head right now, but Felicity Huffman is a Sagittarius, and her husband, I forgot he's like a famous actor. He won like a ton of awards. Not Philip Seymour Hoffman. Anyways, you know who I'm talking about. Her husband is a Pisces. And there's like now, you know, everybody's talking about it. There's a rumor that because she got arrested and they all got caught and everything, that there's a major strain on their relationship. You know what I'm going to call? I'm going to call fucking D-I-V-O-R-C-E between those two. Just because it's a lot of strain and it's been ongoing, but that's just what I think. But anyways, the point is I'm trying to make is the Seven of Swords is telling me that you definitely have some open-ended loose ends with someone that needs to be cleaned up before you can get closer to this King of Pentacles energy. You need that King of Pentacles energy in your life. It's healthy for you. It's right for you. It is a power couple pairing between you and this person. You cannot do that if you have open communication still with someone from your past or someone who quote unquote needs you. You are not their fucking savior. It is not your responsibility to be the caretaker of a grown-ass adult who can take care of themselves. If they suffer emotionally because you have decided to move on, that is their problem. That is their cross to bear. That is what they need to work through. That's the energy I'm getting for the Summer of Love. And I know it's not very sexy, But it is sexy if you take my advice, it'll be sexy. So yeah, there's something for the past. You got to clean that up, fix that up, and then you can move on to the King of Pentacles. And I've said it before many times, King of Pentacles is the absolute best partner you could hope for in the deck. Don't worry about signs. Don't worry about signs. It is about the energy, and that is the best energy you can have. So hopefully this helps you for the summer. Just keep on trucking and see how you feel towards the end of summer. Let me know. Slide into my DM on Instagram and let me know what your vibe is based on this reading. Hopefully it helped you out, and I will speak to you soon, Sagittarius. Good luck. Bye.